It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAU default studios of Friends of the Nest, FreedomCityX.com. All right, we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today. I'm going to show you some good days that we got going on because looks like we're going to do a vaccine education summit. You know, we're going to be, you know, getting that taken care of. Well, we just did a little bit of pre-sale this last weekend, and some donations came in. People said, yeah, whatever, man, here's some money, do it. So we got enough to pay, you know, $3,000 for the contract of we got and do and kind of got the space. So I go in and do contracts maybe today, you know, or tomorrow. I'll go in and we'll set it up. We got actual some money to work with. So we'll get that consolidated and go ahead and get the contracts, and then we'll start the big promotion. And the promotion is going to be for our second vaccine education summit that we did back in September of 15. Is that when it was?
Yes.
You remember that was? And so we're going to do that again. And Dr. Judy Mikovits, of course, is going to be one of the speakers. We got James Lyons-Weiler. He's a scientist and statistician, you know, bringing all the information available to and the papers of. And he's a great speaker. That'd be a good ad. And then once we get started, we'll start adding on a bunch more. And we got some, you know, some names, you know, people that want to do it. So once we had to get past this stage first to make sure we reserved it. So we're working on that. So we're going to start promotion a lot. Davi did some new art for it and everything, and we're going to start really pushing it. So the buzz online about us doing this is what, Dr. Judy? What do you think? You know, people, they're ready to go to Arizona in September?
Yeah, the buzz online is a lot of people ready to go to Arizona in September, and we know that it's a hot topic, and they don't want anybody to go to Arizona in September because they already started attacking me and saying, oh, that's, you know, those people of integrity at the
end. Blah, blah, blah. Why do you even engage these guys? Screw them.
Oh, I don't. Irene sent it to me.
You know, I don't care. You know, I'm not paying attention to these guys.
But it tells you that they've already gotten the word to try to keep people from coming.
Of course. You know, I wouldn't expect them to do anything else. Just spell it right. You know, I'm...
They didn't spell my name right. They never do, and so that person doesn't exist.
Okay.
You put a name on it.
Okay, we go to Vaccine Education Summit. Vaccine. Oh, I spelled vaccine wrong. I was like, going, where is it? You know, vaccine education summit.com. All right, let's see if that does it. Boom. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Great. Can I send that link to plaguethebook.com?
Well, Vaccine Education Summit has the one that we did in September of 16. 16 is what it was. 16. And we'll add the new stuff to it. We just did a pre-sale thing, and I let, you know, Irene and them, they were working on their Eventbrite, whatever the heck they were doing. So, you know, we promoted that. And I got the guys on it right before I went to the Freedom Summit last week. And I go, all right, let's just go ahead and get the art. Let's get it done because, you know, it's – you know, people need help. They don't have the staff to do this stuff. So we got it taken care of. We'll meld it into here. I wanted to give them an opportunity to see how many tickets they could sell on their own and so on. So we'll go ahead and start incorporating the speakers in just like we did this. Now, this was all the people that we had speak at the last summit. And since then, it's all come to pass. You know, these are, you know, people that said, look, let me tell you what the science is, what's going to come, what's going to be. Once that happens, then you know. You know, yep, here we go. Well, it's happened. And now it's starting to come out, and the big pharma is getting their ass whipped on so many different things. But the one thing that I wanted to bring up, and it just kind of, I saw a Aaron Melissa Dykes video from TruthStream Media, and Melissa did this one, and she, in the title of it, if they will feed radioactive oatmeal to children, what wouldn't they do? You know, if they will feed radioactive oatmeal to children, what would they not do? And right. I'm going, this is exactly what's going on. I mean, these are evil intent. I mean, intent, not just side effects, intent. And that's coming out. We got this Spygate thing, you know, doing, you know, stuff that's coming out. Mueller's testifying now, the Trump, how they were trying to go after all this stuff is this deep state. So, well, you take all that flowchart of all these bad guys and you move it over to pharma, and it's kind of the same thing. I mean, it's just the corruption around this big money bucket called the U.S. Treasury, or, you know, tax money, is amazing. And with all the limited liabilities and so on. So there's one issue that came up that brings the military-industrial complex and all this other stuff up, is did the Pentagon, did they intentionally infect ticks with Lyme disease and it got out of hand? And it got out, you know, and this is stuff that people like Dr. Judy has been screaming, all these different experiments they've been doing that's right. causing a lot of problems for a long time. And the people find out that the government gave them Lyme, they're not going to like it too much. So that's the one story I want to hit first. Let's go ahead and do that, will you, Judy?
Yeah, so this was, you know, it's really old news because, of course, you know, where did this supposed weaponization and the building of the weaponized ticks come from? But of course, and mosquitoes. So I sent a paper about mosquitoes too, because we don't want to think it's just ticks. But Fort Detrick, Maryland. So it's actually at the building, literally where they did this experimentation on animals and weaponizing the ticks, happened at Fort Detrick, right outside the laboratory that turned into our facility at Fort Detrick at the National Cancer Institute. So it's pretty well known from a lot of data from the 70s and 80s that they were weaponizing. But theoretically, when Nixon declared the war on cancer and changed the Fort Detrick laboratories from biowarfare to cancer therapy, of course, now we know our work is that the biowarfare never ended, and the people that they began experimenting on are our children through weaponized vaccines, weaponized ticks, weaponized animal cell lines, HIV. You know, they know multi-component mosquito viruses have Zika in them. And so what did we, you know, what did we release on Brazil right before the Olympics, you know, but the whole Zika scare and then Ebola in Liberia, you know, it's all coming out, and it's all coming out even that we unleashed HIV in Africa. So this Pentagon paper came out in the Washington Post. I got it from many different sources last week that basically said the Pentagon's been asked to investigate if they were developed as biological weapons back in the, you know, 70s. And of course they were, and of course that's the explosion of Lyme disease we're seeing now. And then when you weaponize the vaccines with retroviruses, animal retroviruses that crosstalk, then you've got a nightmare, because you can't eradicate one without antibiotics, you can't eradicate the other without antiretrovirals. So yeah, they know, and they've known all along. And those are the books like Mary's Monkey that came out of Fort Detrick. And of course, we were right there.
Okay. So are there other diseases? I mean, why only like, and why did they, I'm going, how did they, you know, like release these ticks? They were tracking them. I think they did some made them radioactive or something. If you did that, then why would you need to put lime in them? You know, if you just want to check where ticks went.
Lime is, you know, nothing more than a town in Connecticut. In upstate New York, in Cold Spring Harbor is another place where they've done a lot of weaponization research in the past. So,
okay, was it intentional that they released infected ticks?
Correct. It was absolutely intentional.
Okay, they did some kind of radiation tag or something to be able to track them.
Borrelia. So the spirochete that is, you know, that causes Lyme disease. Borrelia is only one of the bacteria in the spirochete. We found retroviruses in the spirochetes. We found Zika. We found other things.
Okay, no. Let me ask my question. Yeah. The question is, if they wanted to track, you know, the dispersion of this as a weapon for ticks, why did they have to infect them if they were tracking them with radiation? Why did they infect them and then do it?
Well, because
they want to make people sick. I mean, why?
Exactly. To make people sick. You have to see.
Well, what's their other excuse? I mean, did they say, we fed radioactive oatmeal to children. I mean, what wouldn't we do? I mean, you know, I'm just.
Right.
Okay. So they're that freaking evil?
There is no excuse. And that's the point of both our books. Plague of Corruption talks about the corruption at Fort Detrick. So, you know, Fort Detrick in the, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, that was, you know, bio warfare. That was the Russian phones, the phones to Russia. And when I got there in 1980. So, you know, they didn't just turn that over into the Cancer Institute and heal everybody in 68. They just continued their bio warfare and called it anti-cancer compounds. And they got freedom to inject all of that stuff into people. So this is what we're finding out. Mike Hugo's done a lot of the environmental law. There's one street outside of Fort Detrick, Maryland, where there are 22 different kinds of cancer. And in Borrelia, one of the side effects on crippling the immune system with both Borrelia and retroviruses is glioblastoma, brain tumors. So they say, oh, it's not the Borrelia, and it's not the retrovirus. And what it is the combination of both, which is which we know are being transmitted through those cell lines and through the weaponized ticks. They let them go, and they can track them, and they've got the viruses, and they can see which ones kill you faster. And you can't track the disease because they call them stupid things like Lyme. Well, Lyme and MECFS, myalgic encephalomyelitis, are clinically indistinguishable. And so there are aspects. There's an HIV neuroimmune disease called HAND, HIV-associated neurodegenerative disease. And that it has evidence of weaponized Borrelia and
so they needed this to be weaponized and a demonstration of it so that they could track the diseases, so they get data. So that
they could cause them, so that they could.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not. This is just a sample test. Are they wanting to infect America, or they're just willing to do their America right here, so that we can have an impact on 500 million we need for a planetary population of we can't. I mean, is there some extinction kind of? I mean, I don't understand the reasoning. Is it to make customers? Is it to, you know?
It is to kill. It is to depopulate in a way and control it and watch that depopulation.
Yeah, you know, watch it.
One time back in the 60s, it was to kill Castro.
Yeah. Okay. I remember they wanted to put something on a toothbrush.
It was to overthrow government with bio-warfare.
Now it comes in.
And the people we're testing it on is the military and the lab workers. So this is a point. So it's not just Borrelia, the causative agent of Lyme disease. It's Babesia. So last week, a paper came out that said AIDS drugs work against Lyme disease.
Mm. A book released in May this year titled Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons, brought to light a possible link between the rise of Lyme disease and U.S. germ warfare. the fact that that would come out along with a whole bunch of other stuff, and you got all these people going to, we're going to Viva Las Vegas, baby, on September 20th and go and get and kind of Area 51 thing. And that's just so representative of, do you think they're going to rush the fences so they can go bang on a underground lair door? I mean, you know, nobody cares. You know, they're just going for the party and just to represent that, yeah, we want, yeah, we say you guys, we know you're lying, so we're here for a party to say you're lying. And I don't know what they're going to try and disincentivize that gathering. It's not that I think they're threatened they're going to, you know, go crack open the safe door, but it's that just enough people sitting there going, it's like, you know, China protest. Yeah, a bunch of these people just say, nah, we don't like it. So this rising up is happening also on these kinds of programs, the things that they've done to our health. Now, a lot of this stuff, I had, I should know her name. Can't remember. She was a nurse. She has the Power Hour radio show, or did for a long time. Yeah, Dave Von Kleist, and they were married, and then they separated, and she did her own show, and she was a major in the Army during Desert Storm 1. And all of this, the stuff that they were pumping everybody with, and all the stuff they were exposed to, and all that, what they call it, the Gulf War Syndrome. And she's, as a nurse, could see what was happening to people and what they were doing. Joyce Riley. Yeah, Joyce Riley.
Gulf War Syndrome is clinically indistinguishable from chronic Lyme, what they call chronic Lyme.
Yeah, see, there's something. They've been testing this for a while. I think what we're going to find out is that this was a, you know, a single thing, a program, a project to weaponize some kind of biologic that is going to have a big impact on the vast majority of, except for those that know the right antibiotic. That was another thing. I just came across some story, Lyme disease, there's some antibiotic, I can't remember what it was, that supposedly treats that and some other stuff that most antibiotics don't. So it's like they did this, they got the antidote, and you're dead and they're not. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And you asked me why. So it says here in the article, what are the parameters of the program? Who ordered it? Was there any accidental release? Were the any ticks released by design? Could any of this information help current day researchers find a way to mitigate these diseases? You created a population. That population is more than 10 million strong of very sick people for which no other medicine works. So here we are. In comes Big Pharma. Guarantee you they got a vaccine and developed of it. And the vaccines are actually spreading just like the weaponized ticks. So you have to remember that animal cells are in vaccines. Animal blood is in vaccines. What do ticks and fleas and weaponized mosquitoes bite but animals? So all of these things are also in our vaccines along with a healthy dose of Roundup.
Which, yeah, bad. A multi-component animal virus isolated from mosquitoes. What the heck are they talking about?
So that's a publication that came out of a esteemed scientific journal called Cell, peer-reviewed, and what they found is...
Oh, this is a good one? See, saying that, scientific journal peer-reviewed doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
I know. And that was one of the things I was going to talk about, is the censorship and how the scientific journals are making a ton of money in order to promote Big Pharma's advertisements.
Yeah.
So in, you know... A decade ago, chronic Lyme was where MECFS was in the retrovirus. It doesn't exist. You people are all crazy. Well, and as people got sicker and sicker and they turned there, we discovered the retroviruses in the vaccines and in the blood supply. You know, they started making people think, oh, it's all coming from the tick. So it's tick this and tick that and tick this. So you see, it can't be them causing it. It's just your bad luck that you ran into a weaponized tick. So, yes, there were planned releases across the world, not just this country.
Yeah, see, this gets into the conspiratorial down to 500,000 Georgia guidestone of we don't need so many people, and you have a lot of these eugenicists and superior elite of we need to rule you because you're letting us, and they wouldn't do this. This would be wrong, you know. Of course they would. If they can get away with it and maintain and enhance their power over. They sure as hell want to. So I'm just, all this evidence coming out of this is really kind of scary. And a lot of this stuff, and we'll talk in months to come, we'll talk about the speakers at the summit and what we're going to learn and so on. But it's this kind of stuff. It's a science. Sure. And when you have these stories coming out and you go, yeah, all you tinfoil hat crazy, well, they're testifying before Congress, got a report from the Pentagon of, we found out and admitted, and that guy's going to jail, or nobody goes to jail, but we find out anyway. And a lot of the solutions are coming because people are taking responsibility themselves, like James Lyons Weiler doing the lab work and so on, of, you know, being outside of their influence. And that's what's really making a big difference. One time, last night, we were talking to a good friend that had some kind of problem. And you know, Eric, you know, he's not doing well. And our friend, she's a pharmacist, and she got, they thought it was a mold, black mold or something, had a big, they moved out of their house. They went to a drier climate. They go through different things. And she's, you know, having some issues. Then I see that colloidal silver, we had a guy on, that you can get it down to smaller and smaller nanoparticles, and the smallest particles don't build up in your system, so you turn blue, and you can take a lot of it, and it has a big impact on flushing out a lot of pathogens. That I didn't know that colloidal silver also worked on viruses, bacteria, mold, and fungus. And I go, really? Okay, so that's cool. And the other thing that she was doing was bee venom, and that somebody got really stung by a bunch of Africanized bees that had Lyme, and it cured her. It started, she goes, whoa, I feel a lot better. What the hell just happened? So then my friend, they go to a bee farm. They have a little bird cage thing for bees with a separator for different colonies or something. They go and they just buy, you know, so many bees, put enough sugar water in and last them a while, and they do 10 stings a day. Same day in the afternoon, like three days a week, I think it is. They do 10 stings of bee venom next to the spine, and it's going in, and they think it may be helping, but you need to do it for like a year or two. And this bee venom thing goes back to Egyptian whatever. Has that been on your radar screen at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been on our radar stream for a dozen years and so much longer in the natural products, as you recognize, because basically when bees are pollinating things, not in addition to a lot of B vitamins and minerals, they're picking up immune modulating peptides. So little pieces of things just like we get in the soil, and those are actually therapeutic. They cross the blood-brain barrier. That's why the ancient science. So all of these natural products, this was one of the big problems with the whole Zika and the spraying and that fraud with respect to Zika, because what did all of that do? Oh, it destroyed the bees around the world. So if you go then and Google that, so now they destroyed the remedy. So you plant the problem with the biowarfare we talked about before, and then we take away the immune-modulating natural products in bee venom and medical marijuana. It's no different. They're just different immune modulators in different natural products. So the cures are out there, and this is why you have to, you know, there's just nothing you could say except for big pharma's trying to make you go to their drugs instead of simple, old-fashioned, non-toxic ways to cure things like mushrooms, cannabis, bee venom, because the peptides are there. And so they with that Zika fraud of a few years ago, they destroyed a lot of the bee colonies. And of course, the Roundup and glyphosate is doing the same thing.
So this is interesting. I really wanted to get a bee hive, and we have a couple acres here. We could put it back there. I'm sure some of the neighbors, they have it. I got grandkids, and I'm like, I don't need grandkids getting swarmed by bees. But, you know, I'm going, probably, you know, we might be better off doing it than not. So I'm going, all right, you kids are getting old enough. Don't play with the bees, you know? So I'm wondering, there's so many benefits, and they have this one beehive thing I thought was the coolest crap ever. It's just, it has a false hive, and you turn a dial, and it takes the cells, and it goes like that to break it, and the honey just pours out, and then you put it back, and you never go in it. It just delivers honey. you know, and it kind of splits the cells and it leaks out, and then you put it back and they build it up and can seal it with the wax. And I'm going, wow, I vote that, you know. But this venom thing, how do you know how it works, what the mechanism is?
Yeah, we've known. In fact, I sent Donna a website for a Dr. Robert L. Gross, G-R-O-S-S, and he's been around for decades, and the website is beimmune.com. And so it works by modulating natural killer cells, innate immune response, just the way the natural products that we use in cancer therapy and against the retroviruses. So it modulates the immune system to fight the disease, because these are acquired immune deficiencies. They're acquired through environmental toxins, regardless of where they come from. So all you need to do is fix the immune system. You don't have to, like, antibiotics actually work either on gut microbes or things. Very few antibiotics directly kill a pathogen, and that's why directing different antibiotics and destroying the gut microbiome without doing a little bit of smart bomb and a little bit of thinking about the natural products, that's where you lose your efficacy. So you're teaching the immune system how to kill the beast, just like it was used to do from nature.
You know, one of the nature things, Lyme disease, that my son-in-law has a client that was, you know, walker, near, and just disabled. And then all of a sudden next year he goes and sees her again, some financial stuff, and she's doing it around. And she went to Mexico to have, she got hot. They gave her a fever. They put her on anesthesia, and they lay you on a bed for so many hours a day over a period of a week or something. They just bake you, which is what everybody keeps taking Tylenol to kill the fever, and the fever is what was going to kill. You're not killing anything. You know, you're all of a sudden, you just kind of goes in underneath everything. You just got this pathogen. You just kind of live with it or something. You need to bake it. You got to kill it. So they just said, you know, we're just going to bake you and see what we can kill, and it had a big impact on her Lyme. What's the mechanism for that? How's that working?
Well, same sort of thing, like you said, the cytokine IL-1 is called a pyrogenic. It's your fever response. A lot of these people, their immune system's not working. Heat and cold do things to the immune system. So it's a similar mechanism. So what we want to do, that's a very dangerous thing.
I'm not voting for that.
Because if it drives the immune system in the wrong direction. So what we're trying to do is restore the balance of natural products. So, I mean, I was thinking, as you mentioned it, to try with your friend Eric, just go to beimmune.com and buy some of this stuff. And then I'm gonna hook it up with an antiretroviral protease inhibitor, because that'll chop up the little peptides made by the microbes. See, that's all we have to do, is teach our immune system to do its thing. And the susceptible are the people that don't have the ability to do that, to change gene expression. So we just wake up the immune system with these natural product therapies.
You know, I'm sending an email right now.
And I was actually going to send Eric, because I think he needs a stronger drug. I was actually going to send him a drug called Genvoya. It's a drug they give out in the streets of San Francisco to AIDS patients. So some sweet HIV-infected people send it to me for free, because they charge the rest of the world $30,000 a month to have this stuff. So I got a hold of some, and I'm saving it for my sickest patients or clients, whoever. So I was going to see if Eric would be willing to take this as well. And I'll get back to Eric, because I got some powdered stuff for him in the medical marijuana space. But I think adding the B-Immune can really help.
He is, I'm going to send this to him right now. And right. I am... And hook these guys up, because they're friends. They know each other from back in the day. So I am seeing this kind of solution. I always knew that the energy solution is, I'd always say, this is like in the late 80s. I'm going, there's going to be some kid in his grandma's basement in Boston that married an ionic breeze with a toaster and cured our energy thing, you know? There's going to be some kid that's going to find the right frog and rock to mix it together and pestle them to dry out, or the freeze-dried of the whatever, and powder of snort something, and cured everything. There's going to be something like this. In fact, there was a lot of this that was done throughout history, as Royal Grandmother says, and home right. remedy of whatever the hell. And right. it's things like apple cider vinegar or oregano oil. Holy right. crap. Oregano oil, any skin infection, anything that's always kind of been a problem, you got to keep an eye on it. You got to, you put oregano oil on it and a Band-Aid and you're done the next day. I mean, sure. done.
And then, same thing with garlic oil and ear infections. We didn't need to put all those tubes and antibiotics in these kids and further mess up. That's all gut microbiome, which reminds me, there's a Dr. James Adams, and he's right there at Arizona State University, and he's a good one for the Vaccine Education Summit. He presents it on.
You know, I'm going to let, you know, save me one, two spots. Maybe I might want to get someone, whatever, but I'll leave it up to you guys to, you know, make sure.
I'll write Irene about it.
Yeah, let Irene know. I'll work with her. We're going to have a meeting maybe today. And so it's, now that we got, I got to get this contract thing done. You know, right. so we do that, and then we'll start worrying about that. Right. So we got enough money to, you know, get her going. So that'd be good.
But yeah, what we want to do at the Vaccine Education Summit, what it, my goal and what my goal the last few years has been, you know, we understand, we appreciate the plague of corruption. We know what happened, but our problem now is we have 25 to 50 million Americans or more who are already sick, and we have to use the natural products and get these people the therapies and end this plague. And they're out there, so we just have to work together to get it done. And so I see this Vaccine Education Summit is, you know, number one, yes, stop these mandates and wake people up. But more importantly, when you cure it, you know the cause. And I say that over and over again, because, you know, when we use these things that we've known, you know, my entire 40-year career of natural products, and when we get like-minded people in with a lot of money to help us get the therapies to the patients, because that what's happening now, as we've talked many, many times in the past, is things like solutions like bee venom, solutions like medicinal mushrooms, solutions like kratom, solutions like natural antiretrovirals like Bakelin, Scutellaria bacillinis georgii, like all of the Cystis incanus teas, the kind of things that can solve these problems in a relatively non-toxic way for a couple $100 a month. That's what's being kept from the patients. So the patients can get all of the toxic antibiotics from Big Pharma they want, and drugs and chemotherapies like Tylenol. Tylenol is not an immune modulator. It's an analgesic. So it's just destroying your liver. And so your liver is what you need to clear the pathogen and develop healthy hematopoietic stem cells. And so every...
Hematopoietic? I mean,
blood stem cells. Sorry, blood stem cells.
Yeah, you guys speak English, you know.
You're teaching me. I'm trying.
I know. You guys, there's a bunch of doctors in the room. I go, yeah, you're assuming they know what the hell you're talking about too.
Well, so this is we're basically calling this biohacking. We have to go back to nature because our soils are depleted. Everything's contaminated. And we have to, you know, the 5G, the energy, you know, they inject the peanut oil or whatever it is in the vaccine. And then the child eats peanuts and there's the bomb that sets off the autoimmune disease. So it's like they know what they're doing. Then you eat it and then you activate it and you get sicker and sicker and the doctors don't. You know, they don't know or they won't, and they treat with the very thing that will cause the progression of the disease, like antibiotics, destroying the gut microbiome instead of kombucha, some fermented tea that you can drink and turn on the microbiome to metabolize the food. That's basically the food chain. We've destroyed the food chain.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to the Bible, which I've been saying.
Yeah,
no,
this seems, if you look at this, you look at it and you go, God, man, they destroyed your immune system. They gave you a bunch of pathogens. The pharma and the health industry is going to milk you of any and all savings and multi-generational of it didn't get passed on because it's theirs now. And you look at all of this and you go, God, man, that seems like by design.
Yeah.
Have you gone that far?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Last week, a paper came out. A paper came out saying 25% of the kids inoculated with Gardasil or Cervix, the HPV vaccines, are sterile. So we just sterilized future generations, and we knew it. And we know who that 25% is. It's the people with other genetic susceptibility, just like in the movie Vaxxed, it was black children before they're 3 years old. So you have to go to that place, because the government knew for 20 years all they had to do was not inoculate black children with MMR before they were 3 years old. And they would take the relative risk of those black children getting autism and all kinds of neurodevelopmental disorders down fivefold. So if you know that and you do it anyway and you cover it up and you destroy the people who find it out even 20 years later, and you create measles epidemics in order to push MMR, vaccine on younger and younger children, you're doing exactly that. So when you know that all you have to do, even if you don't know why, is not give a black child that vaccine until they're 3 years old. That is, don't have one size fits all medicine, but do what we do in everything else. So those, you have to see this as another Holocaust, because that's what it is. And then, of course, the poor can't eat non-GMO. So the glyphosate there, your Roundup, gets those victims.
This, I just sent this to Eric, of what we're talking about here, the Be Immune Thing. He's going fast, and he's already in a wheelchair now. And it's been only a year. And some people, this stuff just hits, and something happens, and boom,
Was Eric in the military?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, you're right, because the susceptible. So I'm going to drop ship him the AIDS drug today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let them know. Can I tell them that?
Yeah.
It's on the way. I go. So let me go ahead and put it in so that he knows what's coming. And the audience, you guys start making note of this stuff. Dr. Judy says do it. Do it. Dr. Judy.
I'm sending highly active antiretroviral therapy.
Sending. Okay. Highly.
It's called HART, HAART. It's called Genvoya, Genvoya.
Okay,
Genvoya, V as in Victor, Voya.
Genvoya, okay.
Yep. Okay. They give this away. They give this away to HIV infected in the streets of San Francisco. So this sweet young man who knows me mails me his extras, because it costs like $1,000 a bottle, and the people that are sick like Eric can't get it. So I'm just Robin Hood. I just pass it on.
Infected. Very expensive, but Dr. Judy does us a solid. All right. Boom. And then and Judy sending today. I can say that?
Yep.
All right,
do it right now.
Okay. Now, Genovia, but that, what's the HART acronym stand for?
Highly active antiretroviral therapy.
Okay.
But when we now know that these things work on Babesia, on Lyme, Borrelia, on the co-infections in a synergistic way with the other things that I've been sending him. So the marijuana's not strong enough. We got to get him something else to modulate these pathways.
Okay. Need something stronger than...
I'm going to send him the cannabis to as well, but I'm adding to, and I'll write down or tell you my protocol. I never put anything in the envelope, because they disappear.
Okay. Okay, I had to edit some of this here, and I lost that acronym. Okay, it's hyper what?
Highly active.
Highly active.
Anti-retroviral. Therapy. All the way back to the 80s when we were killing the original deplorables.
All right, got it.
Right.
Now, do you think HIV is in this category too? They manufactured that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, God, these sons
you
of bitches.
You can't come
man.
Up with any other conclusion when you go to Fort Detrick and you look at, and we're pulling out of particularly the military veterans. We're finding HIV recombinant plasmids, just like the VP62 that was the recombinant, you know, plasmid. Recombinant just means they made it in the lab. So the one they made in the lab, the VP62, you know, was aerosolized at the end of the day, as were the recombinants of the animal pieces and parts. That's what that multi-component means. They have recombination going in 2 weeks, and you can get a different pathogen in every fermentation, so they can't possibly track it.
All right.
So many contaminants, you can't track it.
This is, are we going to get in time for whom? Is it only in time if you get the people not to get infected, you know, or is it, you know?
Oh, no. No, that's why I show Magic Johnson. Because he, 1991, we figured out how to, even if they're infected, that's what Genvoy is given out right now. It's given out to HIV infected men and women in San Francisco, in New York, around the world. Our country's paying for this. There were some laws that ACT UP got together in the 80s, and we need to start invoking those laws in order to get these drugs to the victims of the latest acquired immune deficiencies, which are chronic Lyme and ME/CFS and autism, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. You know, that sounds like Eric has multiple system atrophy, which is a really aggressive Lou Gehrig's disease, if you will. It's a combination of ALS and Lyme, and probably...
So it's a pathogen.
It's a combination of pathogens that are destroying his immune system. You can't say a pathogen. It's an acquired immune deficiency, because the metals contribute, the glyphosate contributes. It's acquired immune deficiency from environmental toxins, you know, weaponized, and including things like aluminum and mercury and heavy metals, because these things further cripple any part of your immune system that might be able to respond. So they call it multiple system atrophy, because everything falls apart at once. And that's what, but we've dealt with a lot of people. So just like colloidal silver is part of something that can help Eric. So, but I'm just, instead of going with the natural products, we're going to go with the ones, the synthetics, because he's fading fast and we need to get him this.
Thank you. Yeah, the colloidal silver thing, I did send him stuff. I interviewed a guy. He's going to be at the Jackalope Freedom Summit from Oklahoma. He just wanted to come hang. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, come out. You know, it's just dry camping, but, you know, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But what he had talked about, he's got a proprietary way of doing it. I make my own colloidal silver here. And he said, I got a rectifier at 13.5 volts, and I can kind of adjust the amperage a little bit. And I put silver Philharmonics, you know, 99.999, and I put them in distilled water, and it turns amber, and I got colloidal silver. Now,
right.
He has a way, I don't know if he's using a centrifuge or some way that he's doing with the amperage or something, but he says he can make smaller nanoparticles of silver so that it doesn't turn you blue and, you know, it doesn't get lodged in your skin, you start getting blue, but that you can do massive amounts of it because they're so small that they pass out through your kidney system, or they're filtered, or they, you know, pass through without having to get lodged somewhere. So I'm going, okay. But he's saying that that smaller nanoparticles of silver in colloidal, you get enormous more surface area. And however he does, I ask you if you know how he would separate those out, and you treat with that. And that gives you a lot better result. What say you?
Sure. That's a technology that's being used in a lot of these things. But the idea is not to give massive amounts. The idea is to give less amounts and get them into the cells so that you don't create such a huge immune, you know, response. And you don't want to release them into the bloodstream because then they can cause more damage. It's called herxing and things like that. So you want to run in and have some smart bombs. And yes, so then you can use a lot less, because if you're using, you know, the natural silver, it, like you said, it doesn't get into the cells, so it can't clean at the cellular level. So yeah, that's a technology that's been done with
which
a lot
is
of
what? How is that done?
Oh, it's nanotechnology.
Well,
so button balls, fullerenes. Well, it's just getting on a molecular level.
Yeah, but I mean, is it? You know, the example was if I have let in a clear bottle, let the colloidal silver set long enough, does the silver kind of settle and I got smaller pieces up top and I can skim that off? I put in a centrifuge and get the heavier stuff and just take the top 90% of the fluid? Or, I mean, how are they getting smaller nanoparticles of silver that I can do?
They're probably, well, I don't know if you can do it, because they use energy to break up the silver. So liposome is one way to do it, and using energy, like even lasers. So they would either have lasers or whatever in order to break it up. And so, and then you capture the small pieces in a molecular structure known as a buckyball. And so then it can deliver into cells, and that looks like, so it's a technology that we've used in medicine.
So you're adding C60s, or are you doing carbon nanotubes, or, I mean, how are you?
You can do both. But first you have to break up the big pieces of silver and then package them in a buckyball or a nanotube and then deliver them that way. So once you package them, they can't get out again and they stay small.
Yeah. Wow.
So however, you have to break it up into nanoparticles and then capture that so it doesn't fall out of solution and it's captured and delivered.
Oh,
so
my God. I got to get to my nanotube making tube furnace of, you know, acetylene breaking, doing silver cloud crap. I'd be Dr. Ernie, Dr. Dad. You know, my one of my sons made me a keychain that had Dr. Dad laser that he did at work one time, and he did, and I'm like, Dr. Dad? I go, oh, yeah. And I started thinking back all the times I like save limbs or whatever. Oh, man, you need to have some help. All right, so this politically, this it seems like it's coming out. They got hearings in Congress about this Pentagon thing. How the hell did that happen?
Well, I guess, you know, that with books that they, I think that book got recognized by somebody, a lot like Vax the movie. You know, everybody's been saying, oh, yeah, Congress, act, you know, subpoena William Thompson and show the thousands of pages of evidence that vaccines cause autism, you know, that you covered up. You know, so now it's cover up the weaponization of Borrelia or fleas or, Lyme and ticks and fleas and mosquitoes. You know, they've covered up that weaponization. They've covered up what happened at Fort Detrick for 50, 60 years. So now people like me are writing books. So almost certainly it's that book, because that's what the Washington Post said. Oh, somebody read this book and it accuses Fort Detrick. Well, Fort Detrick has been accused before, and they just simply dropped the lawsuits, or Congress never acts. So this is, I see this as no different a smokescreen than the whole Vax situation. They'll never subpoena. You know, nobody will ever go there, because this, again, implicates Big Pharma. It implicates the governments and the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, and what they did to weaponize. So I don't know if you've ever talked to Dr. David Lewis. His book is Science for Sale. And he talked about how the Environmental Protection Agency was literally contaminating, you know, blacktop, that fake blacktop that they put on your kids' playgrounds. So, you know, Dr. David Lewis is another one. So, I mean, it's just, there's no agency that hasn't been involved in a warfare. That's, you know, I think it's easy enough to say and to understand that when we dropped the atomic bomb and got rid of the deplorables or whatever, we destroyed the land. You know, we destroyed the ability to use the resources. So what the 21st century Holocaust is all about is just getting rid of the people on the land and protecting those who have the antidotes to all of these things. So they're keeping the antidotes from coming out, and they're making sure everyone gets inoculated so that they can remove the peoples they want off. And the classic of that is Liberia and the Ebola outbreak of 5 years
ago.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
Well, it was timed. I mean, so that's the last chapter, one of the last chapters in our new book, Plague of Corruption. And you can just see the CDC covering up. Oh, here we've got Ebola again. You know, and Ebola always follows when you take vaccines over there. You know, it's the whole thing with mold or any of that. You know, we've lived with mold as humans for centuries. Why all of a sudden is everybody allergic to mold or allergic to peanuts or allergic? So you can just start saying, you know, they've weaponized it. They've injected it, and then they've, and then you eat the food, or your buildings are contaminated with mold, and then you're exposed to it. So the whole they inject and cripple the immune response to mold. Then they put you in sick buildings, and then you have them blame everybody else but you, as you're exposed all the time, and you have.
So they don't have to give you any particular disease, and they went when they said it was acquired immune deficiency with HIV and so on. When that was going on, that was just what you got when your immune system went away, and it.
Well,
went,
that's why I'm calling these 21st century acquired immune deficiencies. So they're targeting.
So it's not a disease they give you. They just make you susceptible to everything.
Correct. They could.
Okay. Now this Dr. Day, I was writing down here. I'm communicating with Donna to get him on. You said Dr. David Lewis. What else would I?
L-E-W-I-S. And his book is Science for Sale.
Okay, Science for Sale. Okay, I remember you telling me about that one. Science for Sale. Boom. All right. We'll get that on. Amazon's got it here. We got this here. We got that and that and that. Does he have his own webpage? Let's see. Yada, yada,
I don't know if he has his own webpage.
Focus
but
for
Sky.
Health. We got.
It's a Skyhorse book. You can find it on Amazon.
You know, that would be one thing. Skyhorse is publishing a lot of stuff that nobody else would. And, they were working with Del Bigtree on the production of the movie, too, weren't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So Skyhorse is all right. So we should probably just be talking to them about, you know, send us your lineup, you know, or
well,
go take a look at it.
They're publishing our second book here, Plague of Corruption, November 5th.
All right. Very cool. Well, we got, and I appreciate you sending us what you did. I got this sent to Donna, you know, so that, you know, we'll get this taken care of, and I get her an email, and I sent that stuff to, Eric, and some of you guys saw, you know, I had the email up there when I was playing with it, dealing with Eric. So, you know, if you really care, you saw his email, so you can send him some cures, you know. And at the, oh, you put his email out. I go, hey, man, he's near dying. I don't think he cares, you know. This is, and I, a good, strong, good-looking friend of mine. He's mid-50s, and boy, is Jack. Weightlifting, pretty talented. Plays guitar in a band, has his own production company that does commercials for like Frito-Lay and, you know, and big shoe and t-shirt and Calvin this and Klein that and whatever.
Right.
So the boy's got skills, he's got some money, but this has totally debilitated him in a year.
Yep, in a year.
Just boom.
And that's what happens, and who gets the money?
Yeah, well, they're getting his money. You know, somebody is. This is, I appreciate your continued help on this. If we can pull Eric back from the brink, that is going to, man, it's going to get a lot of, I make sure I get a lot of attention. A lot of attention. Because this is exactly what's going on. It's this immune thing. And
right.
It makes it easier to understand. It's not just they manufacture some disease. They're attacking the immune system so that you're susceptible to all disease. They don't care. They make money.
When you weaponize something, you just put in the right ingredients to make it cripple your immune system. So if you know that black people can't fight certain kinds of pathogens, you simply cripple their immune system with the injection or the food, glyphosate, GMOs, radiation, whatever it is, and then you expose them to the pathogen by way of vaccine, MMR. And that's exactly what they did. And so so when you're weaponized, you've got to cripple the immune system, because we've been exposed to retroviruses, you know, for millions of years. CMV, mold, you know, this is why the medical marijuana, thousands and thousands of years, biblical time, man has learned to exist on this planet with its food and with its medicines. That's what Native American medicine is. It's plants. Lobelia for cigarette toxicity, you know, it's plants. That's why you always read that I'm a natural products chemist, you know, because, you know, the soil has healing. But not our soil anymore. We're our toxic soil. That's what David Lewis will tell you about.
I'm all over it. What's going on, the latest? We'll have more to talk about the summit as we get through these early stages of just procuring and getting and kind of starting confirming and dates and so on. Because we got, a couple of months, you know, but it's time to start getting on it. So, Irene and I will be on it. And we'll sign contracts this week. I mean, we got the 26th, I think, is the deadline that I have. So, yeah, we got the money. So that's good. That happened. And I kind of knew it would. Well, you know, that we have good supporters, you know, that sent me. I'll tell you what happened. Somebody sent me enough crypto to cover, you know, to make sure it could happen. And then, you know, hopefully I'll make it back. But I know Irene wants to spend all my money, though. She's like, I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. Let's get this to the stage here. Let's get some ticket sales. Because they always, we're going to sell gazillions. I go, yeah, maybe you are, maybe you're not. So we'll see. But we got it going on to where it's, we're committed now. Well, I want to go ahead and, if you'll communicate with Irene on some of these guys that you think, so it's like Science for Sale, this would be awesome. I think that would be an awesome tact to take on this issue, you know? So, you know, we'll talk something about that. I don't need everything to be about vaccines. It's the whole pharma industrial complex thing, you know? So I'd like to get into that.
As I was mentioning earlier, we want to teach people, you know, if you're in a state and you have to get injected, you know, what's the antidote? Let's get them the antidote to prevent the injury.
Right.
And we can, that's the point.
Okay, well, that'll help a lot, too. You know, one of the big things is if they aren't, you know, making fun of us and chastising and doing negative news articles on us, we didn't do it right. You know, I need some bitching.
You got a great one within seconds, a week or so ago. Irene said, hey, I want to show you what we got, when she put it on Facebook. So it's like, yeah, the right people are watching us.
Yep. No, this is it's all coming out, and it couldn't happen at a better time. You know, it's just when people have access to information while they still can, which they're deleting like crazy. And you have people knowing that they're deleting. You have people knowing that the government is corrupt. You have the Spygate thing. You got the Mueller thing. You got the, you know, the censorship going on with the social media thing. You got politics coming 2020 thing. You got the pharma and the war and rumors of wars and all the pathogen. Hell, they're doing congressional hearings on Lyme disease created by the Pentagon. I'm going, wow, is it time for a vaccine education summit? I think so. So that's what we're going to be working on. And I'm glad you guys, we got it going. You know, we got it going. Been kind of working. I've been trying to see how organized everybody's going to get. And it always comes down, what it always comes down to is, you know, Ernie and Donna Button, just make it go work. So we're going to make that, you know, get that solidified this week. And then we'll go ahead and talk about that. Because we only have a few slots. You know, we're going
to
do it one day.
I'll get Jim Adams, because I think Jim can help Eric too. So I'll write Jim today.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know, let's if we could pull Eric from the brink, that would be of value to everybody.
I think we can. Absolutely.
You know, let's do that. All right, Dr. Judy, anything else you want to get out? We got to do a show without commercial interruption, so that makes it go faster.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, no, we're good. I mean, we're going to do Health Freedom Idaho the week before the Vaccine Education Summit. So go. Just keep going to plaguethebook.com because we have new stuff every day.
Plaguethebook.com. Awesome. Dr. Judy, thank you for helping. And please, you know, include me on whatever you communicate that you can with Eric, because I keep following up on him. Donna talked to him yesterday, and we're having a pool party this Saturday.
Perfect.
And
he'll have this before this Saturday.
All right, cool. Well, he may not even be able to make it. I mean, it's really getting bad. And he was such a robust man. I mean, boom, for it to hit, that just sucks. Really bad. And he's not digging it. All right. Thank you, Dr. Judy.
Okay, thanks.
VaccineEducationSummit.com. Go check it out. We'll keep you guys updated there. Peace.